Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers, now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today. So, Danny, you're familiar with a podcast that I do called Take Command with Logan Paulson.
Yes, of course.
It is a Commanders podcast. We do three episodes a week. We look back at the game, X's and O's film breakdown with Logan. We look ahead to the upcoming game, and then I do one generally right after the game with him or another former player like Kedrick Golston discussing the game that just happened. So if you are into the Commanders, Take Command wherever you get your audio. But today, there's very little non-football that we end up getting into ever. But we stumbled into something today, just like coming out of one of our stop sets, where I said to Logan, I'm like, I can't wait to get to Kansas City to eat barbecue. And we stumbled into how Logan has been eating dinners on the road. And I want to play a game with you. Like, is this one of the wildest things you've ever heard, or am I overreacting?
Okay.
So this is from Take Command with myself and Logan Paulson.
I can't wait to get to Kansas City. I already told you that. I'm a barbecue guy, but you don't really eat food. So are you would you eat any barbecue on this trip?
I eat some barbecue. Yeah. I eat stuff. I eat stuff that people like to eat, but I eat not as much of it as most normal people eat as I
know. But okay, on this trip, like I have a game plan where I've already mapped out 9 places I want to get to in 2 days.
Oh, I'm not doing that. Yeah.
Well, I'm aware of that. You're a reasonable person. But like, what is your game plan? Like, are you gonna get barbecue, or if it happens, it happens? Like, how do you
if it happens? I'll tell you this. The last couple of times we've had road games, you know what I've done? I've gone to Publix and gotten like a rotisserie chicken with some like Greek yogurt and like some popcorn, like high fiber popcorn. And that's been my dinner the past couple of times, just so you know, like where my food is at the moment. Like no nice
that
restaurant.
Is tough.
But it's
so like you're so staying games at the nicest hotel in the city downtown, generally, yeah, or wherever. Yeah. And, like nice. They obviously have some type of wonderful restaurant that you don't even have to leave the lobby to eat in. Or you could just, like, I don't know, hit up a coach or a player and be like, hey, man, where are you guys eating? And you could just go have a dinner. And instead, you just grab at – or do you use utensils or using your hands with the rotisserie chicken?
I usually use my hands. Like, I feel like we leave too much meat on the bone with the utensils, man. We got to, like, get that thing finger-licking clean.
How much of the rotisserie chicken do you eat?
Oh, I eat the whole thing.
The gigantic rotisserie chicken?
Yeah.
There's no chance.
That's probably like 80 grams of protein, coach. Like that's we gotta hit our protein.
So you go into like a Publix where they have the heated rotisserie chickens like on the racks in the bag.
Yeah.
Like oiled bottom, you know, kind of like, and you take it to the hotel.
Sometimes I'll just eat in the parking lot, just sit on a curb there and pop that thing in. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's not true.
I've done that before, and people are like, whoa, what's that guy about? But hey, you know.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. So this past week, did you take the rotisserie chicken to the hotel?
They had a Starbucks like in the front of the store. So I just popped in there, ate it.
You know with your fingers?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I had a utensil, but like, yeah, fingers, a little napkin, you know what I'm saying? Like a little water, like.
Okay, and then when it's done, it's just like the bones and the carcass or whatever?
Yeah, then you just pop that thing in the trash, boom, and then head back to the hotel.
And did you have a side or?
Well, yeah, I had some, what I had, popcorn was my side.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you did your high fiber popcorn. That is unbelievable.
But, you know.
Can we get my guy to a steakhouse?
It's inexpensive. It hits all my protein markers, get the fiber from the popcorn, like. You're planning out for taste. I'm planning out in a different way. I'm planning out for cost efficiency and function is really what I'm planning out.
My guy played a decade in the NFL. We can get you to a ribeye somewhere. I promise we can.
But this is me just being like a, you know, pinky up kind of guy here. It's like sometimes, Grant, like I don't like how there's too much butter and too much salt on that steak. Like, let me just get that thing on the grill, flip that thing over, put it on my plate. You know what I'm saying?
This is tough. Next time you go to Green Bay, so I don't know if you know about this place.
We're good there. We don't need to keep going. So,
Tick Rotisserie is the name of the new podcast.
Guy, on the road, this former NFL player, Logan Paulson, who's staying in this 5-star hotel with like some amazing restaurant with some amazing chef, will go to a Publix, get a rotisserie chicken off the rack, sit down on a curb in a parking lot in a random city, take the rotisserie chicken out, and put it up to his mouth like it's a chicken wing and gnaw it until it's
like
gone.
Like a 1900s hobo with his knapsack.
I couldn't believe he was dead serious.
Of course he is. He's different. You didn't understand. You don't make it in the league, and Logan would tell you the same thing, with his ability level without being that. They make a million more athletic, quicker, stronger, more agile, explosive tight ends than that guy who played 10 years in the league. That's how he did it. He's a lunatic. I think it's arrest worthy, personally. I need him plucked out of the population.
So my response, which is, I played this for my wife. The second we got done with the pod, I went upstairs. I never play her stuff from our shows. You know, once a month, if you say something really funny or whatever, because she doesn't care. I'll be very
honest. You know who's over it is my wife.
Oh, yeah.
She's all set.
There's not much interest she has in anything I'm doing on air. I can promise you that. But I went upstairs and I played her this clip and she was dying laughing. I'm like, this is insane, right? This is one of the craziest things you've heard. Because it gets better and better. He's like, well, I eat rotisserie chicken. That in and of itself is wild.
Yeah, so I get that.
The whole thing.
I got to get a workout in. I'll have time for a lunch. I got to hit my macros. He's one of these super fitness people. I get it. So I'll go during the day, grab a rotisserie chicken, a couple things, hit my workout. But for dinner, I like to let loose. He didn't get to the second part.
But also, that's your routine on the road. So what he's done this season on the road, his routine
is eating rotisserie chicken in the parking lot.
To get to a grocery store, often walking a long way to get there, to get rotisserie chicken, to then eat the entire thing. Isn't that crazy?
This 6'5", 245-pound dude just sauntering down the highway, sitting in a parking lot, gnawing at a rotisserie chicken.
Wow.
Psychotic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.